July border numbers show no decline in Biden's invited economic migrants. By Neil Munro on July 20, 2024. President Joe Biden's border czar Alejandro Mayorkas is inviting a steady inflow of almost 120,000 economic migrants each month through his quasi-legal gateways at the southern border, regardless of the damage done to Democrats' 2024 election chances. The invitation comes by way of Mayorkas's expansion of the parole emergency loophole in border law from roughly 15,000 per year into a freeway for a million-plus migrants. The White House and media allies are trying to hide the steady inflow of invited economic migrants while they loudly tout the declining number of migrants who are arrested by U.S. border guards. This illegal but invited inflow adds up to 1.4 million migrants per year, most of whom are admitted via Mayorkas' parole pipeline. This legally contested inflow is in addition to the annual influx of roughly 1 million legal immigrants and roughly 1 million temporary visa workers. Screenshot of chart from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Biden's border czar, the Cuban-born Alejandro Mayorkas, justifies his parallel immigration system as equity for foreigners, as an above-the-law nation of immigrants duty of the United States, and as a subsidy for employers. Roughly half of the invited migrants are allowed to fly from their homes in Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela for ordinary jobs that would otherwise go to better-paid Americans and their high-tech workplace tools. He has repeatedly suggested that he has the authority to further raise the invited influx without congressional approval. Yet Mayorkas' self-created, business-backed immigration system is so huge that it is also a threat to many other priorities held by the various interest groups in the Democratic Party. Since 2021, he has imported almost 10 million migrants, or one migrant for every American birth. That huge inflow has pushed down voters' wages, driven up voters' rents, and so crashed President Joe Biden's poll numbers. The colonialism-like inflow also extracts human resources from developing countries, including the increasingly chaotic nation of Haiti, and has killed thousands of migrants. However, amid the 2024 election campaign, Mayorkas and his media allies are now touting the drop-off in the so-called irregular inflow of uninvited illegal economic migrants. That drop-off was caused by Mexico's election year deal to interdict most of the illegal migrants who are not getting Mayorkas' invite. The resulting Mexican enforced decline in uninvited migrants is large, falling from a high of 251,000 in December to 88,000 in June. Screenshot of chart from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The uninvited number excludes the so-called gotaways who sneak across the border without being included in the count of encounters. Roughly 100,000 getaways cross the border each month, aided by a growing supply of on-call taxis and buses that pick up migrants waiting on the United States side of the largely unguarded border. Biden's executive actions have led to significant results, with encounters down more than 50% at our southwest border, Mayorkas tweeted on July 18, as the White House claimed a 50% reduction in encounters at our southwest border. POTUS's executive actions have led to significant results, with encounters down more than 50% at our southwest border. The Senate's bipartisan border security legislation would provide needed resources and durable authorities would further strengthen our border security. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, at SEC Mayorkas, July 18, 2024. Mayorkas's media allies are eager to tout the claimed reductions and to hide Mayorkas's inflow of invited and gotaway migrants. You wouldn't be able to tell from the speeches at the Republican National Convention, which hammered away at Biden's open border policies, but illegal crossings fell from 117,000 in May to 83,000 in June, the lowest monthly total since Biden took office, according to my colleagues in the newsroom, claimed Farah Stockman, a member of the New York Times editorial board. July is on track to see the fifth consecutive monthly drop in migrant apprehensions along the U.S.-Mexico border and the lowest level in illegal immigration there since the fall of 2020. During the Trump administration, the Internal Department of Homeland Security figures show, according to a July 19 report by CBS Colombian-born border reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez. The CBS article was headlined "Migrant Crossings Continue to Plunge, Nearing the Level That Would Lift Biden's Border Crackdown," but it downplayed the inflow of invited migrants, gotaway migrants, and youth migrants defined as unaccompanied alien children, UACs. Since October 2023, Mayorkas has welcomed 90,000 UACs, most of whom are youths looking for jobs in the United States. Roughly one quarter are children seeking to join their parents after their families were divided by Mayorkas's catch-and-release policy of allowing men and women to get American jobs by making fraudulent asylum claims. Since January 2021, Mayorkas has allowed more than 500,000 youths and children through the border. This inflow has dramatically expanded the number of child workers in the United States, many of whom are abused in government shelters, the prostitution trade, and the workforce. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has quietly adopted a policy of extraction migration to grow the consumer economy after it helped investors move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, white-collar graduates, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The little-recognized economic policy has loosened the self-regulation and feedback signals that enable a stable economy and democracy. It has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced Americans' productivity and political clout, slowed high-tech innovation, shrunk trade, crippled civic solidarity, and incentivized government officials and progressives to ignore the rising death rate of discarded, low-status Americans. Donald Trump's campaign team recognizes the economic impact of migration. Biden's unpopular policy is flooding America's labor pool with millions of low-wage illegal migrants who are directly attacking the wages and opportunities of hard-working Americans, a statement from Trump's campaign said in May. The secretive economic policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. Similar policies have damaged citizens and economies in Canada and the United Kingdom. The colonialism-like policy has also damaged small nations and has killed hundreds of Americans and thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded jungle trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.